Find this podcast and others like it at the number one new media network, Podshow.com. Better, faster, stronger. And now with new minty fresh scent.
Windy City Queer Cast.
Gays and lesbians are all the rage.
We're here and we're queer.
Windy City Queer Cast.
Windy City Queer Cast.
Windy City Queer Cast.
Windy City Queer Cast.
We're talking mega gay.
Ooh, I like that.
I'm Peter Maverick.
I'm Amy Matheny. This Queer Cast is brought to you in part by
Bud Light. Always worth it. American Airlines, offering the GLBT community exciting vacation packages online at aa.com/rainbow. LaSalle Bank. LaSalle Bank, make it more possible.
I'm gonna love you like nobody's loved you, come rain or come shine. High as a mountain, deep as a river, come rain or come shine. Well, I guess.
And you're listening to the Windy City Queercast, show number 57. I'm Peter Maverick.
I'm Amy Matheny.
Hey.
Hello, baby. How you doing in the red-hosed reindeer
land? Good, good.
Let's see your eyeballs in tech.
We're on the cusp of it all, so I really want folks to come out and see it.
Everybody come out and see Rudolph the red-hosed reindeer. I'll plug it. Plug. Come see Peter.
We're going to have the folks on. We're going to have, I sat down with the cast, and we're going to talk with them on show number 58.
So excellent.
We're going to chatter with them a little bit.
They are
hang
so
out with them.
Fun.
It's a really fun company. It's very slapstick comedy. Not the show, but the company. I mean, seriously, we're all just like hooting and hollering every time we practice.
It's good when it's called a play. You're supposed to be playing.
It is. We really and truly are. We do play. We have a good time. So I'm online.
Yes.
And I'm looking around, and you know, I probed the internet in many mysterious places.
Yes.
For many little sources and bits of information. And I come across a reference to AfterEllen.com, which is a site we've talked about many times before.
Uh-huh.
But they listed on AfterEllen.com the 10 great, or at least important, lesbian moments in Sweeps history, because, you know, Sweeps time is starting to roll around.
Yes, so. It is.
So it's just it's a really interesting list of things that they put. Now, for you, what was your top
lesbian? All January
and
February. Well, I mean, I think that Ellen DeGeneres, the puppy episode, was huge, because I was on gay radio at the time. Mm-hmm. There was this anticipation. There were all the parties that were happening all over. And also, because so many people told me I looked like Laura Dern after it happened. I had so many people. And actually, my now girlfriend, like, we were sitting
That's
somewhere
awesome.
About 6 months ago watching television, and Laura Dern was on, and she said, "Do people ever tell you you look like her?" And I just started dying laughing. It took a while, But that was a really big one. Of course, to me, consummate lesbian relationship was Xena and Gabrielle on Xena Warrior Princess.
Yes.
I loved that show so much that I put all my blood, sweat, and tears into raising money and producing Xena Live for the stage. So I thought that was a really big one. But I think for me, really, where it all started was probably L.A. Law. Because, I mean, Amanda Donahoe, you just don't get any sexier than Amanda Donahoe. If anybody has not seen Lair of the White Worm and has any kind of strap-on fetish, Donahoe and Catherine Oxenberg.
Yeah,
I mean, Ken Russell, what a bizarro man. But
it's a tragic film.
It's
really painful to watch, but there are those scenes and you're like, oh my goodness.
Yes. If you like a cocktail or if you like any other inducing...
cocktail.
If you like a little Mary Jane or something with some friends. It's a very funny movie. And nowadays, I don't even need anything because it's just
a funny little movie.
It's
so twisted, bizarre, that
But Amanda Donahoe, getting back on point, I just think the whole CJ and Abby, That was her name, sorry.
Yep, CJ and Abby.
I wasn't a big fan of Michelle Green, but Amanda Donahoe was just so freaking hot, and I already had a thing for her. I didn't even really watch L.A. Law at the time, but...
Yeah, I was devoted to it.
Were you?
Devoted to it. Well, I was... That happened in early February of 1991, and I came out in 92, so I was sort of hyper-conscious of a lot of buzz, and I was interacting with a lot of people in the community and meeting everybody, and there was definitely a big... There were a lot of whisperings about it.
Yes. You know,
the internet really was not very together. There was a little bit going on online. But, in fact, the trans community was online, I think, in 91 and 92, which is
That's
hysterical.
That's my dog, in case anybody wants to know. Nella, what's your favorite lesbian episode? You know, the thing I remember with the gay men was 30-something. I remember the two gay men in bed in 30-something. I was such a devoted watcher of that show. So that was really a moment in history I remember with gay men. But obviously, as a lesbian, I was seeking those out. It's hard to even fathom how much, though I know right now we have, like, no gay characters, it seems, on television. We really don't. We still have Dr. Carrie Weaver on ER, and I have to say I was very happy when Elizabeth Mitchell, who's now on Lost, the blonde, came on there, and they had their
thing.
All Too Brief. Really All Too Brief. It started out really nice, and they just dropped it like a hot potato, but...
Which is not a lesbian thing to do, because y'all tend to, like, stretch it out for years and years.
We tend to stretch it out and linger a little longer.
Right.
What does a lesbian take on the second date? A U-Haul. What does a gay man take on a second date? What second date? You know, the old adage. But seriously, you would just yearn and seek to find these things. And now we have Logo, and we have Bravo, and MTV. We just announced earlier in the week Lifetime's doing a new show. And for good or for bad, we have seen more GLB representations. The T is still yet
The T is
happening.
Still out there, and I think...
Alexander Billings is pioneering that her own damn self.
But I think when you say GLB also, I think people have to be conscious of, because I know when I'm looking at the television, I'm seeing a lot of myself, and I'm a gay white male, but we're really only seeing white queer people.
Right. Well, Alec Mappa is right now currently on... Nella, you like Alec Mappa. Alec Mappa, she doesn't like very short people. And he's quite tiny. But he's playing the, I think he's Polynesian, or I don't know what he is. But he's of Asian descent. On Desperate Housewives, he was Ava Longoria's fashion guy. I mean, I think there are some examples of that. And then we have on Ugly Betty, this is not something you might identify with, but Ugly Betty, which is... of course, a Latin show, her nephew is a 10-year-old boy who dresses up in a sailor outfit and is, you know, a character from On the Town and is dancing around. And his father gives him, his father gives him a football outfit, and he grabs the knee pad thing that's made out of white plastic. And he puts it over his eyes. It's like, give me the Phantom, and it's running through the house. So obviously a gay character that's really embraced and really loved, but there's always kind of a bit of a cocked eyebrow. Like, he's a little different in a good way.
How does he know about Broadway?
Yes. And there's also a gay assistant on there. Vanessa Williams' assistant is openly gay on there and was actually in a dress last week, snuck in on Thanksgiving Day. So there are some, but I agree with you.
It's very few and far between. It really is. And I think over time, until Hollywood starts to catch on to that queer people don't just look a certain way, and queer people don't just look like you and me. And I literally do mean you and me.
Yeah.
It's really gonna take some time to push the envelope. So it was funny. I just noticed that I was looking over this list. You know, they had Jadzia and Lenara from Deep Space Nine. Now, huge fan of everything ever except for the last Star Trek. That was horrible. But huge fan of everything ever Star Trek.
Yes.
And that kiss was huge. And it was awesome because Jadzia was kind of transgendered.
Okay.
She was a Trill, so she was implanted in one body and then implanted in another body. It's this thing that uses a host body. So it was this alien creature, but it was in a guy body, and it was this woman's lover, and then it was in a girl body. So
that's some role playing.
It was
That's sci-fi role playing.
Really good. It was really interesting. So I thought that whole plot line was interesting, and it was a hot kiss, and it was very, very, very romantic.
Huh.
It wasn't lustful. If you haven't seen it, it's really worth that episode.
I'm going to have to.
You probably got to watch like most of Deep Space Nine though to get what's going on there.
Oh, I don't. But I just need to watch two pretty women. If they're pretty women, Two pretty women.
Their picture, I think, is on the website. They both got the little spots down the side of their heads because it's so hot.
They got the little henna spots on their face.
The little like Trill thing going on. So that was there. They talked about Marissa and Alex on the OC. Now, I did not watch the OC.
Well, it feels like they're South of Nowhere now, which is the young tween show. They have, well, I think that's the new teen and 20-something, the new tween show.
Damn Olsen twins.
Yes, and this would be in that category, probably along with Hex, which is a new show on the BBC. If you're not watching that, I highly recommend it. I love this show that I happened upon last
Hex,
year.
Is it like a Charmed kind of thing?
It is kind of Buffy meets, it's darker than that. It's a lore of she's a witch and her best friend is this lesbian school girlfriend of hers. I don't want to tell you too much, but it involves ghosts and witches and current modern day British boarding, kind of the time between high school and college. I don't know what they call that. It's like university.
Preparatory school
in England. Very smart, very dark. It's kind of Buffy meets Xena a little bit, but not in that, in
it sounds very
emotional.
Charmed.
Yeah, but it's not campy like Charmed. It's not campy. It's
Charmed.
Far darker. It's
first
far
season
darker.
Of Charmed was very, very deep and really good.
But it's lesbian. I mean, there's a lesbian. The main one of the main characters is openly lesbian and flirts with all the women. So I think there are some more for this whole tween sect. And then the BBC has this show, Bad Girls, Prison Girls. It's basically Oz with women.
Yeah.
And I haven't seen it, and everybody's talking about it. So if anybody knows how to get me illegal stuff,
then
I can watch. Because it hasn't come to the States, but I think you can buy the whole DVD set for $19.99, which I'm thinking about doing.
Might be a Christmas present for yourself.
Might be a Christmas present for somebody to send.
Speaking of women in prison, if you missed Caged Dames, which is at the Ballyrick, which is David Serta, who's also the writer of my play. I've heard whispers that they're going to remount the show and they're going to let it run longer.
Oh, good.
So I'm really
excited. So I would really get to see it.
It's really enjoyable. So Women in Prison. So it's a go exactly the other direction from Women in Prison. George Clooney.
Yes.
Name the sexiest man. Again.
Yes. Do you agree with that?
So we got two.
Do you think he's the sexiest man?
I don't think he's the sexiest man on television right now.
On television. You're saying, who is it, the sexiest man on television or sexiest man?
Oh, sexiest man alive.
Alive.
No,
good God.
I don't.
That's hard. I think he's pretty damn sexy.
He's not the sexiest.
Okay, let's have the sexiest on television and then the sexiest alive.
Okay, so sexiest on television, hands down, without a doubt.
I know who it is.
Adrian Pastor. Hands down, the man is just, he's just oozes with it, and he's got this cocky self-assurance that's just so hot. And
yes. He is quite beautiful.
He's just,
and his little
pretty.
Brother's cute too.
Oh my God, Milo Ventimiglia, I think is his last name.
He's from the Gilmore Girls.
He looks like he's a stroke patient though, because he talks only out of the side of his mouth. So
I like him though. He's playing Rocky Balboa's son in the new Rocky.
What?
Balboa.
Oh, hot! I did not know
he's playing Sly Stallone's son.
Yeah,
grown up. Yeah, I of course Taye Diggs, which you know, I have this whole. We should do a whole podcast on this with lesbians because I think there are two types of lesbians. There are Johnny Depp lesbians who would screw Johnny Depp, and there are lesbians who would screw Taye Diggs. I'd probably do either, but they're the two names that always come up.
Really?
But I have to say, I am a fan, and maybe this goes back to my Tennessee hillbilly roots. But I think Josh Holloway on Lost is he has that Viggo Mortensen kind of dirty, throw you up against a wall thing that a
scruffy.
I don't like my women like that, oddly enough, but I obviously kind of like my men like that. Kind of long hair and seemingly soft and charming and has manners, but at the same time is, I don't know, every time on Lost he calls her Freckles and he's just always got a funny one-liner. I think he's cute and unmanageable and unkempt, and I like that.
So would he be the all-time one, or would he be the...
He'd be the television one for me. He and Taye Diggs. Taye Diggs is kind of an all-time
one. Taye Diggs is not on
me.
The television.
Yes, he is. He has a new show now, Replace the Lost show. He's on that Groundhog Day type show. Every day is a different day.
Oh, the new 24 kind of
stuff. Yeah, I know we're missing guys, but I guess guy of all time, Clooney's up there for me. I think George Clooney
is
quite sexy. I don't...
It used to be Costas Mandalore for me.
Oh.
Who, now he's
used to be
ugly,
on Picket
though.
Fences.
Yeah, now he's ugly. He's got that whole Greek curse. We're cute for a few years, and then we get ugly again.
Goran Visnjic is awfully cute on ER.
Oh.
The Croatian guy. Is he Croatian?
Yeah. I really like Chris Isaak, though.
Who? Chris Isaak?
The country guy.
Oh, yeah, the singer.
He's really handsome.
Because he could sing to you, too.
He's really handsome. He's got big hands, and he's tall, and he's got beautiful eyes, and...
tall, big hands.
So he's in the top five.
It's hard for me to do the men. I don't really know. It seems to always swagger back and forth, doesn't it, between...
Really young Marlon Brando, too.
Brad Pitt and George Clooney. Well, he's dead now, so we can't...
Oh, they have to be living? Oh,
yeah,
shit.
I think they need to be living.
Damn.
I don't know. George Clooney kind of deserves it. I think that he's probably... I'm surprised that he's getting it this year over Brad Pitt because Mr. Jolie has been quite elevated a little more to the forefront with the whole...
Babies and... I don't know. He's dating Tomb Raider. Or he's married to Tomb Raider. That's kind of weird.
Yeah. Yeah.
Laura Croft in the bed.
They almost nullify each other out. It's almost so pretty and hot. It's too much to take.
Dude, they don't have biologic children, do they?
Yeah, they just had one.
They did?
Yeah, they had the biological child.
But it's going to be so ugly.
They have three.
Two pretties always make an ugly.
Well, I don't know if that's true, because Katie Holmes and Tom Cruise's little kid looks quite pretty.
She's not grown up yet.
No, she's not. But Madonna made some beautiful kids with some pretties.
Yeah, but I don't think Madonna's attractive.
Oh, really?
I think Madonna's rather ugly.
Toothy?
Yeah. She's very British. She's got a high forehead. She's got this weird...
She's so not British. She's from Michigan.
But she's got that...
She's from Michigan, even with that damn accent.
No, no, no. But I mean, her features are...
Did you see her on Oprah?
Yeah.
Oprah, I really think that the press has... done
she's
a
got
disservice.
A very wide forehead. It's a very Elizabethan forehead. That's what I mean by she's very British.
Okay.
I said that about her years and years ago before she even met Guy Ritchie.
I'm going to say who I think should have been the man of the year.
Who?
Is that Daniel Craig, who's the new James Bond. I just think he looks scary and hot and kind of icy. Mm. No, he doesn't do it for
no.
you? I think you're totally hot like him, Peter. I think you all have a similar I think you all have a similar kind of like look. Well, maybe it's because you've got your head more shaved now, but y'all have that kind of strong face and strong.
I always get Eric Stoltz. People tell me I look like Eric Stoltz. And I was like, oh, great. From Mask? Fuck you. No.
No, I can't. I kind of. Well, the Daniel Craig. I don't know. I just saw a picture of him this weekend for the Casino Royale, and I thought he was kind of hot, and
I see myself talking about it,
so I'm trying to understand what my subconscious is saying to me.
I have to see that movie. I still haven't.
Very hard for me to...
Need to go see it. So we have a musical show today.
We do. We do have a musical show. I got to sit down in the living room. How many people get to do this? And kind of cram into a brush-up rehearsal with Freddie Allen and Amy Armstrong prepping for their holiday review, their first ever holiday review that's at the... that's going to be in Chicago at the Lakeshore Theater. And
on
how
Broadway.
The Diva, yes, on Broadway in Belmont, how the Diva stole Christmas. I have to tell you, you must go see the show. I'm going to be talking about it with them. They're singing some music. And though the thing I love about them is they've been working together for so long, and we get to talk a little bit about that history and what having a great partnership, which I am experiencing now with Peter Maverick,
does
so for you, because it brings you to the best of your game. You're allowed to kind of be yourself, warts and all, and at the same time do some of your best work. So it's really amazing to watch them, and what a fun way to celebrate the holidays with a little late night show. So I say late night tip, of course, is to see Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer and Peter Maverick, but also to pick a night and take friends to go see How the Diva Stole Christmas. So we're going to be in the living room with Freddie Allen and Amy Armstrong. If you have been in a bar 12 times
in Chicago
for the past 10 years, you have probably bumped into this duo. So it's pretty phenomenal, because I don't think I've ever interviewed them. So,
really?
Yeah, I don't think so. So we chatted. We had a really great gay old time.
Wow, fabulous.
So we'll be talking with them. And lots more, of course. We're heading into December, so Jerry's going to be telling us tips of the week, and we'll have news, and it's just a lot. It's just a bristling
I like
time of year as we head toward the Yule. We're in the Yule, folks. We're in the Yule.
Yule Ulu.
Exactly. It's Uli. It'd be Uli's Yule time.
I think that was an anti-mame reference.
And mine was a Project Runway reference. But there you go.
Mine was gayer. Sorry.
Yours was gayer. Yours was greatly gayer. So anyhow, as our last show of the month of November, as we head into December, we're taking you in to the spirit of the holidays right after this.
Find out what happened before Dorothy dropped in at Wicked, Chicago's newest smash hit musical, and the untold story of the Witches of Oz.
Popular, I know about popular.
Popular, USA Today calls Wicked a triumph. And Time magazine writes, if every musical had the brain, the heart, and the courage of Wicked, Broadway really would be a magical place. Now, this Grammy Award-winning blockbuster has cast its spell over Chicago. Wicked, at the Ford Center for the Performing Arts Oriental Theater.
And nobody in all of Oz, no wizard that there is or was, is ever gonna bring me.
Call 312-902-1400 or visit BroadwayInChicago.com today. Because the longer you wait, the longer you'll wait to see Wicked. Sponsored by Chase.
Making your travel plans for fall? Thinking about that Christmas visit to mom's house in your old bedroom? Let the experts at GayHotelDiscounts.com find the luxury you're looking for at a price you can afford. If you need a queen in Phoenix or a king in Miami, GayHotelDiscounts.com can find the perfect room for you and your partner. Visit our website for gay destination cities and extracurricular ideas to dance off that second serving of mom's apple pie. GayHotelDiscounts.com for the gay traveler in you.
Bud Light presents Real Men of Genius.
Real Men of Genius.
Today we salute you, Mr. Edible Underwear Maker.
Mr. Edible Underwear Maker.
Your true genius combined two of man's favorite things, panties and food.
I can taste it now.
They're a snack. They're underwear. They're a snack and underwear. Brilliant.
Two treats in one.
Gorgeous grape. Rock my world raspberry. Bodacious banana.
26 flavors.
And nothing says I want you like a man with a mouthful of underpants.
I want you, baby.
So crack open an ice cold Bud Light, Mr. Edible Underwear Maker. Because thanks to you, when it comes to panties, extra large means extra yummy.
Yummy, yummy, yummy.
Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Culture Club. Culture Club. Culture Club. Theater.
Music.
Dance.
Art.
Performance.
Provocative.
Hilarious.
Exciting.
Queer.
Innovative.
Campy.
Edgy.
Original.
Get some culture in your life.
Join the club.
For the week of November 27th, 2006, you are in Chicago's Culture Club.
Chicago's renowned dynamic duo, Amy Armstrong and Freddie Allen, present their first ever holiday review, How the Diva Stole Christmas, playing in a limited engagement at the Lakeshore Theater. An unforgettable side-splitting evening of music, comedy, and of course, a few surprises along the way. How the Diva Stole Christmas, Friday and Saturdays, December 1st through 15th at Chicago's Lakeshore Theater. Call 773-472-3492 or log on to amyfreddy.com for more.
Celebrate the holidays Steppenwolf style with Sonia Flew, a warm-hearted new play about how the world shapes our families and how families shape our lives. Come to a pre-show reception for Season of Concern on World AIDS Day, Friday, December 1st, with food provided by Landmark Grill and drinks by Yes Vodka, co-sponsored by Windy City Media Group. Reception at 6 p.m., show at 7:30, and all for only $40. Use code 2631 online at steppenwolf.org.
Remy Bumpo Theater Company continues its 10th season of Think Theater with The Real Thing, Tom Stoppard's sharply funny play about love and marriage, playing now through January 7th at the Victory Gardens Greenhouse Theater, 2257 North Lincoln Avenue. For tickets to The Real Thing, call 773-871-3000 or visit Remy Bumpo, that's REMYBUMPPO.org.
Goodman Theater Artistic Director Robert Falls directs Frank's Home, a world premiere about Frank Lloyd Wright, one of the greatest, if less than perfect, visionaries. A man who created a new architectural vocabulary but couldn't create a home for himself and his family. Frank's Home, playing through December 23rd. Get tickets at 312-443-3800 or visit goodmantheater.org.
And for more Culture Club, visit WindyCityTimes.com.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Jerry Potter 6. This is Jerry Potter, and this week's picks are all about my Thanksgiving trip down to Tennessee. I wanted to let everyone know that going to Tennessee is a fun trip. I go by the budget car rental, pick up a car at www.budget.com. You can rent your car, hit down I-65, and it's a straight shot. It's a really pretty drive. I've flown before, but once you get down there, you need a car anyway, so I rent it up here and just drive down. There are also some Nashville gay bars that you should check out. There's the Shoot at Nashville. This bar has been around for years and years and years. I used to go there before I moved up here. It's at 2535 Franklin Road. Very, very fun. They have happy hour from 5 to 8. That's two for the price of one drink and Monday night 50 cent draft. Go to their website and check them out if you're interested in trip to Nashville. I'm not sure where to go. www.shootnashville.com. That's C-H-U-T-E, Nashville.com. Also, there is Tribe. It's a video bar much like Sidetracks here in Chicago. Tribe is at 1517 Church Street. Church Street's their little gay area. It has several different bars, dance bars. This is a video bar my friend DJ Phil DJs at. And he is a lot of fun. Has some great videos, all very similar to Sidetracks, so you should check that out. Also, I love the good home cooking down in Nashville. It's worth a trip. If you ever want to plan a trip, go check out all the fun places to see in Nashville. This is Jerry Potter's Picks on Windy City Queercast.
And this is your Windy City Queercast news. Well, you can't be conservative enough. Walmart is now the target of Christian conservatives who urge shoppers to boycott the retailer's post-Thanksgiving sales last week because of Walmart's nominal outreach to gay rights organizations. The American Family Association asked supporters to stay away from Walmart during the busiest shopping weekend of the year. And Operation Save America held prayer and preaching. That's even hard to say. Held prayer and preaching rallies outside many stores. The protest was triggered by Walmart paying $25,000 to become a member of the National Gay and Lesbian Chamber of Commerce and donating $60,000 to Out and Equal that promotes gay rights advances in the workplace.
25-year-old Timothy Boehm was arrested just feet away from the Mexican border in Arizona for the shooting death of openly gay Denver businessman John J.P. Kelso. The Denver Post reported that Boehm apparently hated gays, although he acted in more than a dozen gay adult films under the name Marcus Allen.
Sometimes not being legally married keeps the money in the family. Michael Copper, the openly gay former Enron Corporation executive who became the first to plead guilty to financial crimes among the company's top management, has been sentenced to 37 months in prison and 2 years probation. Copper and his domestic partner, William Dodson, stole about $16.5 million from Enron and its shareholders. However, Dodson has been allowed to keep $9 million in stolen funds, probably because the United States and Texas do not recognize same-sex relationships. Now, married spouses of executives of Enron have had to return money.
Crooks, crooks, the lot of them.
Good to be gay.
Ugh, the Broadway production of Chicago, the longest-running revival on The Great White Way, celebrated a decade there recently. A special gala performance featured, among others, composer John Kander, who wrote the show with Fred Ebb and Bob Fosse, and Chita Rivera, who sang All That Jazz 30 years after originally belting it out on stage.
Wow. Met Chita Rivera. We should talk about it. Yeah. And Lifetime Television has ordered 18 episodes of a dating game show called Gay, Straight, or Taken. The new half-hour series in which a woman has to determine which of the three men is straight and single will premiere January 8th with two back-to-back episodes. That makes the dating questions all the more interesting, huh?
It does. And that's your Windy City Queercast News.
This is Logan Schwartz and Rubinier from the 25th Annual Putnam County Spelling Bee, and my dads and I are completely buzzing about this week's Bee in My Bonnet. This bee is as frustrating as the construction on the Dan Ryan Expressway. The project will take 2 years and $600 million to complete. That's a lot of Benjamins. My dad say for $600 million, we could buy everyone in Chicago their own Brokeback Mountain DVD. Now that's money well spent. This is Logan Schwartz and Grubinier, and that's the Bee in My Bonnet. Be sure to check us out on the web at spellingbeethemusical.com/Chicago.
Thank you, parents. We hope you enjoyed the fifth graders' orchestra recital.
What if wherever you went, you got more than you were expecting?
Hi, Daddy!
Hey, thanks for watching the kids.
Anytime.
How were they?
Good.
No problems?
Nope. Oh, and I taught Noah his multiplication tables, and I've got Wendy reading Shakespeare.
At LaSalle Bank, we think more is precisely what you should expect. More responsiveness, more service, more convenience. In a word, more.
Hey, Billy.
Hi, Mr. Schmidt.
What are you doing in the bushes?
Oh, I was getting your newspaper.
My newspaper?
Yeah, I must have been off balance when I threw it and I totally missed the porch.
Oh.
I just didn't want you to have to go looking for it.
Thanks, Billy.
And with any luck, our philosophy will catch on everywhere. LaSalle Bank, making more possible. LaSalle Bank N.A., member FDIC.
The Windy City Queercast is brought to you in part by Broadway in Chicago and Mamma Mia. Dancing Queen, Take a Chance on Me, and more classic ABBA hits are woven into an enchanting tale of love, laughter, and friendship. For tickets, visit BroadwayInChicago.com.
Hi, Neil D. Paris here from NewWorldAstrology.com, Windy City's very own astrologer. Now you can have a personal reading based on your own birth chart. Discover your life path, your gifts and challenges this lifetime, relationship compatibility, career, finance, and more. Practical advice using real astrology. It's unique to you. You'll be amazed what your birth chart reveals. Everyone has a unique life purpose. What's yours? Find out more at newworldastrology.com.
And you are listening to Windy City Queercast.
Lesbians are like stamps. Once you lick us, we stick. That's it.
Got something to say? Call us today. 312-21-BE-GAY.
Have yourself a merry Christmas. Let your heart be light.
Freddie Allen's living room here around the beautiful grand piano. They are just mainstays in the Chicago cabaret and club scene around town and now just global, going to hot destinations around the world. With their unique blend of professionalism and good campy body goodness, they just provide the community and now community with so much. And now they're hitting the stage in their first holiday review, How the Diva Stole Christmas, at Chicago's Lakeshore Theater. Thanks for being with me.
Well, thanks.
Me in your home.
No problem.
I love it. We've got dog in tow, passed out, big piano. We were thinking about making toddies, folks. So we hope that you'll go make yourself a little toddy as you listen to this podcast. That would...
I have some Jack Daniels.
There you go.
It's always better with booze.
It's always, especially Christmas time, don't you think? You kind
of
deal with the family and all
yes.
that. Now, I want to know, because I'm not sure that I know the answer to this. How did you two meet, and when did you start working together as a duo?
We met at the Gentry over 11 years ago at an open mic night.
Yeah.
And I fell in love with her.
Over 11 years ago.
Yes. As a gay man can fall in love with a straight woman, I did. And her singing.
Yeah.
She was fantastic.
And do you remember that night? Do you remember the night?
I remember the night I met him.
Was he just another person like kind of coming up to you?
No, actually, I was working with someone before him for about a month, and then we met each other through Dave Edwards, who used to own the Gentry, and we started talking, and I knew after the first show, you know, I just know when something clicks, it just, it was that, it was, I said to him, I said, we have to keep doing this, because we just knew it was going to be incredible. And he's put up with me.
So what do you think makes the duo work? I mean, what is the click? Like, can you describe that after 11 years? Have you formulated what that is?
It's kind
I mean,
of
are
like,
you opposites? Are you similar types?
Oh, we're
you...
complete opposites, which is fantastic. But she also brings out the tobbiness in me. And
he brings out the, should I say analness? No, we have a love for music, and even though we have totally different lives, and we do, we get together, and we just, there's a chemistry between us when we play music together. I enjoy being with him.
Yeah.
I am so lucky to have a job where I love to come to work. I love to practice with him. It makes me happy. It's almost like therapy.
Yeah.
It is therapy. It's a joy. I mean, we can have the worst freaking day ever, and then when we start singing around the piano, it's gone.
Well, and like with 11 years, you've gone through, a lot happens in 11 years of each other's lives, and you're
like
kind of sharing that together.
We're still like brother and sister.
Well, don't get me wrong. We've had our fights here and there. I mean, you know, after 11 years, but I can name, you know, on one hand, the major battles we've ever had. And to persevere, there was no winner.
But you know what? That's the great thing. That we understand each other and we respect each other.
Yeah.
That's respect, I think, is the big word.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think that obviously, I mean, audiences feel it when you perform. And I know when you see good duos perform that you just know that the other one has the other one. So anything can go. Anything goes, which is what's really great about you all because you're willing to do that. You're willing to... I mean, you're kind of the front person, Amy, of the anything goes. But Freddie has to be able to go you, you know, to kind of...
I have to trust him 100% to make sure he can follow me and everything's going to be okay.
It keeps me on my toes, and I love that part.
Yeah.
Because it's fun. It's never the same. There's never... One show is never the same from the other. I mean, that's like our Christmas show that we're doing. Who knows really what's going to happen.
Yeah.
There's a lot of improv. I mean, we have an outline, but I do a lot of improv with what, you know, people who are there and what's going on.
Yeah.
You never know what can happen. I like to joke around with everybody.
Yeah.
And that's why I think it's going to be great, because every weekend there's a different performer.
Right.
So there's a different set of, you know, what's going to happen, how far are they going to go, how much can we mess around with each other.
So talk about that. Like, you are going to have special guests to join you in the review, and it's going to be different each show or each weekend?
Each weekend.
Each weekend.
So each weekend you can get a different experience. Like, the first weekend we have jazz great Spider Saloff.
I love
who
Spider.
Is she's wonderful.
Yeah.
And she to me is the epitome of jazz, because...
She's just bubbly effervescent.
Oh my God, and she's so jazzy. She's like, groovy baby. All right, cats, you know. And it just sounds natural.
She's
like
so
if
old school jazz.
Oh my God, she's like, that's so groovy, Amy.
She's the old
and it sounds sexy.
Can use the word meow.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love it.
Since Julie Newmar and Arthur.
Yes. She does. She'll come up to me. She's like, ooh, Amy, I love that. Meow.
So Spider Saloff is going to be the first week.
Yes.
Who's coming up?
Second weekend is a good friend of mine who I love and adore, Honey West.
Who I love.
She's
my early Les by Gay Radio days.
Yes.
Honey was there before I even got there.
And she is looking hot. I don't know if you've seen her lately.
She does look great. We were actually at Sidetrack for the big Gay and Lesbian Hall of Fame auctions.
So she looks so good.
She looks great.
She
once again is somebody who kind of can combine classic professionalism and also... No holds barred.
Exactly.
Let it all hang out. So that will be. No,
you
never do. And I was on the radio with her, so that was really fun, you know. We couldn't say fucking shit and cock and all that stuff, but now we're on the podcast.
Oh, thank God you said it first. Now I can say it the rest of the time.
Throw it out, you know. Tell Honey she needs to come on and say cocksucker. Because these are the things we used to say during commercial breaks, you know. It's great.
I love it. And
so
then,
Honey will be on with you all.
Yeah, the second weekend. And then the third weekend, it's just one night. It's the 15th. It's our final show. And we have members of the Chicago Gay Men's Chorus.
Oh, wow. That's going to be really great. Now, have you sung with full choir chorus before? I mean, maybe it's not the whole choir,
ensemble,
but...
Smaller ensemble.
Yeah, and you know, we sang with the Denmark Symphony. That was a while ago, and that was a 60-piece symphony orchestra, so that was pretty cool.
Wow.
To be down there doing that, and I did a big thing a while ago for the Pediatric AIDS Foundation, which was a big choir of girls.
Yeah.
And I did that before. I mean, I love working with people. I enjoy it because the energy you get off of somebody else is so great.
Yeah.
That's why when you say we have a good time, we do, but I put the energy out there, and if it comes back to me, and a lot of times it does. People in Chicago want to hear live music and live theater.
Yeah.
I mean, you can go and rent a movie whenever, but go and see somebody. And
well, it's the season, you know, as it starts getting December, January, February, it's what we all do, right? We go indoors and we feed each other just so we can fucking survive the cold, harsh winter. Now, I do want to say that I was just saying that you all look tan and refreshed and good to be entering into this new experience. And you're saying you just got back from Mexico and talking about an upcoming cruise you're going to be doing with RSVP. And so you've obviously, you just mentioned Denmark and all these other places, but what makes Chicago audiences unique? I mean, you obviously have it. If you had to say to another cabaret artist who you met in another city and said, come to Chicago because this is what it's like, what would you say makes Chicago unique for what you walk down here?
They're very open to live entertainers.
Yep.
One thing I realized is I went out flyering and postering. I went with Freddie recently, and people are so open to a new show. This is not a typical Christmas Carol show.
Right.
So it's very bawdy.
Right.
It's a
not
kind
PG-13.
It's a blue
NC
Christmas.
70. It's a blue Christmas.
Yeah, it's a blue Christmas
that Elvis never had.
It's an hour show.
It's It's an after-hour show, right? You know, it's going to be Friday and Saturday nights at 10 o'clock at the Lakeshore Theater.
Yeah, so I mean, you can have, what I was thinking is, you know, you go out for drinks with your friends or you go to dinner and you want to go see something, you have a couple of drinks and then you're feeling good.
Yeah.
And maybe you want to go for a few more drinks and you want to see live entertainers. There's a bar at the theater. You have a drink, you come and see our show, and when you get out of the show, you're singing Christmas carols, you're joking with your friends, your toe is tapping.
And Halsted's just heating up by the time, or Broadway, or just heating up by the time
we're your foreplay for the intercourse of the night.
Your holiday, your festive foreplay for your seasons. Now, do you have, do you two, and it may not be the same answer, do you have a favorite gig? Just like a gig that you were like, God, it's just a standout gig.
The cruises.
Yeah.
I love the cruises. I mean, you know, it's always good to come home, and we love playing in Chicago.
Yes.
But
the good thing is you both love to look at beautiful men.
Of course.
Very much so.
If they're tan, then that's even better, too.
Yeah.
But why wouldn't you like to go to Mexico or the Caribbean and perform or wherever?
Right.
I mean, we just played on the Danube, also in Europe, which was fantastic, too.
Wow.
Yeah, and then, like, next year, I think it's great. We used to just be in one of the cabaret lounges. Now we're main stage next year.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to be in the big rooms as well as cabaret. And we're doing a transatlantic one, the Queen Mary, first gay cruise ever.
Wow.
On the Queen Mary, which is funny. Didn't you think that? Queen Mary, and it's the first gay cruise.
I know. I love the Queen Mary. My friends in New York, they had an apartment that looked over where it docked. And I remember I was getting on the plane to come back home that weekend, and I saw the Queen Mary down there, and I get on the plane and sit in first class. It's Michael Leppin. And he was like, I just took my mom on the Queen Mary. And I was like, of course you did, Michael Leppin. Of course you did. Now, what was the scariest gig that you had? Do you have one that was like, oh, good God. Like, we looked at each other, and it was just like...
Huh?
The one in Lansing?
Absolutely.
There was one in Lansing, and I have to say this.
9 years ago.
I'll start it off, and you can finish it, because I know it's... So we get there... And the hotel they put us in is a transient hotel, which you think no big
not
deal.
Not a trans hotel, a transient.
No, transient, not trans. I would actually, if it was a transient hotel, it would probably be a lot better decorated.
A transient hotel, we'd be like, we're home.
Oh my God, I know. I'd be like, I know all of you. Hello, welcome. No, we get there and everything was bolted down. Like the lamp, everything was bolted down. And the guy says to me at the desk, oh, make sure that you hold on to your purse and your belongings when sleep with your purse. It'd be the best thing to do.
Sleep with your purse?
Yes. So we get up there and I'm like, holy crap, there's like 6 locks on the door, but it gets better. Then we get to the
club, I'm going to say, use that word loosely, where we were to perform, and we get up to the little stage area, and they had, you know, we had said that we need a keyboard or a piano. We get up there, they have a Casio, 2-octave Casio, like 26 keys. And I said, you know, it's a small miniature one. It's like this big. I said, you got to be kidding. Oh, this is a joke.
It's like a yard long. I mean, it's not even, it's like a foot long.
It's like 2 feet long.
Yeah.
It's just a little one. You know, and it's got like the little drums and things you can put on your back.
How did you book this gig?
They said they were going to have, you know, what's funny is as you get older, you learn and you put stuff in your contracts and you have contracts.
A writer is a beautiful thing.
You know?
Yes, a writer is a very beautiful thing. Well, let's talk about this show. Why a holiday show? Is Christmas like a holiday that you love? You were in town? I mean...
I think Christmas, it gets everybody together. And I really wanted to do a variety show. I miss doing the shows that we used to do when we were at Voltaire back in the day. I miss those. I miss... I like to think of this as if you would take a Judy Garland show, like from the 50s or 60s, or the Dean Martin show, or Flip Wilson show, and you cram that all into... Also, an episode of Laugh-In. You throw that in, too.
Yeah.
So, to me, that is the epitome of what we want to do. We want to do a variety show that makes you laugh, makes you remember Christmas, and just makes you feel good when you leave.
Yeah.
And that's what I wanted to do.
And how did you start, I mean, so you said you want to do a Christmas show or a holiday show. What are your favorite, what is your favorite Christmas song? Like, and who sung it? Like, is there a concert performer? I mean, I know mine is Barbra Streisand, Jingle Bells. I mean, like, when I hear that song the first time, like, I know, and I can sing every word of it, and my gay brother and I used
Barbara
to do that, so,
crack.
Like, I know, yeah. Like, I just don't want her to sing that in concert at United Center just to get me in the mood, you know, but she didn't, but that's all right.
I love
and
it when...
Until Barbara, but I am not holding that against you.
I love it when drag queens do that number.
Oh, I just love it.
Because some of them lose it, but some of them get it, and you're that's
it.
Great.
So, like, for me, that is like a consummate song. But do you have a song or a song by a performer that you were like, that show I want to do? Definitely. It is Christmas to me.
For me, it's this is so typically fag of me.
Oh, well, it's a fag podcast.
Is that okay to say
yes.
That? Okay, good. Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas.
Yeah.
Judy Garland.
Yeah.
I mean, every time I hear her,
yeah.
The first time she sees me, I cry.
Yeah. Yeah, Meet Me in St. Louis. And
I like that one, and then another favorite of mine is Do You Hear What I Hear? Because I just remember when I was a little girl, my mother had a version of it that she used to play on an album all the time, and I loved it. And then we had an opportunity a couple times to sing it and had some people sing with us. And the cool thing about the Chicago Gay Men's Chorus is they're going to sing that song with us on the 15th. And to me, it's going to be this huge. It's going to be great.
It's going to be amazing.
Yeah. See, I'm a very popular person, and that's how my cell phone goes off.
Kimmy's got her cell phone on. She's got her cell phone on, people.
Hey, it's live.
That's not professional.
Live. No, this is the live thing.
So well, then, fuck it. I'm going to go get my cake and start eating it.
There you go. I told you to bring out all your favorite things. Put on your house shoes. Now, tell me, so how do you pick songs then? I mean, you're trying to pick some that are... I mean, I am sure that you guys have some songs that are kind of body and tawdry. You got any sampling of something that you could give me?
Yeah. I actually have a...
Are these originals or things you all wrote? Or
well, these are ones that we found. You know, they've... there's one called Pretty Little Dolly, and there's another one called I Farted on Santa's Lap.
Oh, let's hear a little bit of that.
Okay. Mom made beans for dinner, you know I ate them all. She said, come get your coat on, we're going to the mall. We're gonna be, you're gonna visit Santa and sit upon his knee. But all that I could think about was how not to cut the cheese. Waiting there for Santa, I thought that I'd explode. That gas bubble grew bigger with every ho, ho, ho. I tried my best to hide it, I thought I was doing swell. But when I sat down on Santa's lap, he hollered, what's that smell? I farted on Santa's lap, now Christmas is gonna stink for me. I farted on Santa's lap, now I'll get under my Christmas tree.
All right, now that is a song that my hillbilly family would love. That is a great song. See, it's so good that y'all are really bringing Christmas back to it. And the tree spirit.
You can't forget the classics.
The flora, the fauna. You can't. You can't skip the classics. Like, yeah, I farted on Santa's lap. I love it. So, but was it difficult to pick out these songs, or was it just, I mean, do you see yourself changing the show? Do you think maybe you're going to be like, I have to sing the song, and we didn't put it in the show, and I'm going to do it the last night?
There's a couple songs I wish we could do. There's a couple, you know, you don't want to do too many ballads. You don't want to get people, like, you know, sleeping. Yeah. So you want to make sure everything's upbeat. But, you know, there's a few songs like Holy Night. I love A Holy Night.
That's a beautiful song. That would be my serious song.
Yeah.
If Jingle Bells, Barbara Streisand's version is my fun
See,
song.
That's why I love this show, because the whole first set is all funny and jokey. And then the second set, I'm still going to joke around, but I think it's more traditional, and I do a song with the guests. Like, I get to sing with the guests. So that's... You know, and I like to do traditional stuff. I like it. I always think, though, you should find humor in everything.
Well, you know, and it's interesting because we, you know, throughout December, we're going to be doing a lot of queer casts about just where do we as a GLBT community belong kind of in this holiday thing. Christmas holiday to me takes me back to a religious place. It takes me back to family. It takes me back to a lot of things that for the gay community can be really sad, hard places to kind of reconcile within yourself. Like maybe
like
you're listening. Yeah. Like
a long midnight mass.
Yeah. Like I just think that some people, you know, are ostracized. People listening to this, you know, queercast might not be in good relations with their family right now because of their, you know, their sexual orientation. You know, people have lost people.
Oh, yeah.
Loved ones and partners. And also people feel really ostracized by whatever their family of faith was that they started off. And so it's so great to have new traditions. I think that it's so fun to be able to come with you and to share, like you said, traditional things that we want to do during the holiday spirit, but also to have it be a celebration and have it to really be a joyful,
this
joyful
is going to be just pure fun. The whole show is pure fun.
Yeah.
And I think it's right with the family. You know, family doesn't have to be a mom, a dad, and two kids. A family is someone who loves you and loves hanging around with you. To me, I have a lot of family members. I lost my mom at a young age. So for me, a lot of gay boys took me in when I first moved here and made sure I was okay and took care of me and, you know, would feed me and do stuff. And to me, you know, I'd go to their houses for Christmas.
Right.
And it was great.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to be an open experience for everybody because, you know, Fred and I have been together for a long time.
Well, you're family.
And we're family.
Oh, right.
You know, he's my brother. I love him to death. I will do anything for this man. And I just want everybody to enjoy themselves. I think that's the best part, just to see everybody laughing and smiling together, regardless of sexual orientation or color or anything. I said, I want everybody to know that I want everybody to come to the show, but but just realize I'm not politically correct. I just want to put that out there.
Expect nothing and expect the world. That's what we expect from you. Hey, guys, I just really hope that you'll come out and really let this be a part of your holiday experience this December. Amy Armstrong and Freddie Allen in their first ever holiday review, How the Divas Stole Christmas. It's playing Fridays and Saturday nights at 10 o'clock. At the Lakeshore Theater, that's right south of Belmont on Broadway, 3175 North Broadway. Tickets are only $25, so what a great thing to do. Get some friends, go to your favorite, you know, well, have a cocktail, or have a cocktail at the theater. They have a lovely lobby there. I love the Lakeshore Theater. And go see the show, and then you can go out dancing. It's a great thing to do if you want to get together with friends during the season. And you can get tickets either at the box office, you can get them by calling 773-472-3492, or we're an online age, aren't we? You're listening to this podcast, so you probably have a computer of some sort, so Lakeshore Theater with an ER.com. And hey, you all have a website, too, because, I mean, I know you all have been playing all... Are you playing local... Where are you playing locally now besides the holiday show?
Well, we play Monday...
Because people listen from all over other states.
Yeah.
They catch you when they're in town.
We play Monday nights at Roscoe's, which is on Roscoe and Halsted, from 9 to midnight. And they always have, like, pitchers of vodka and lemonade for $12, which I think is a great deal for a lot of people.
Big fat straw on that one.
That's right. And then Wednesdays, we play at Atmosphere in Andersonville. That's on Balmoral and Clark.
Yes.
And we're
there. They have a great sound system in there.
It's
awesome
great.
Sound.
And we're there from 9:30 to 12:30 on Wednesdays.
Excellent.
Amy, quit touching my boob. I said I would sing another song.
Okay, sing one more. Okay. But tell me your website.
All right.
And I have to touch your boob while you're saying the website.
She doesn't know. I'm bisexual. Find me something, I'll be
What's
sexual.
What's good for me is good for you. It's the season of giving, Amy.
Wait, and speaking of giving, go to the website, amyfreddy.com, and we have our new CD for sale, Feeling Good. It's on there.
That's what I was just doing. I was feeling good by feeling her.
Ooh, and I like it. Hey, nipple.
AmyFreddy.com. Pick up that CD, and that's a great holiday gift. Right.
Don't go to AmyAndFreddy.com because that's a porn site. It's not our porn site, but it's a porn site. So it's just AmyFreddy with a Y.com.
Or go to the porn site and let them warm you up, and then go to Amy Freddy. And
that's true. Just take a moist towelette, wipe yourself off, and then come and listen to us.
Dirty. So go see the show, folks. It is running December 1st through the 15th. Is that right?
Yes.
There you go. And will you say one more for us?
Folks, thanks for listening to another Windy City Queercast. This program is brought to you in part by Bud Light. Bud Light, always worth it.
And LaSalle Bank. LaSalle Bank, making more possible.
And American Airlines, offering exciting GLBT vacations online at aa.com/rainbow.
And Broadway in Chicago. For the hottest tickets in town, visit broadwayinchicago.com. So that's our show. I'm Amy Matheny.
And I'm Peter Maverick. Please comment on our shows at windycityqueercast.com and in iTunes.
And email us for giveaways at wcmgpromo@aol.com.
And folks, we want to tell you that the next Queercast is only days away, so don't miss it. Windy City Queercast, queer and now.
Ooh, sister, you've been on my mind, oh, sister. We're two of a kind, so, sister, I'm keeping my eyes on you. I bet you think I don't know nothing.
Get this podcast and more great ones like it on the High Performance Podcast Delivery Network from Podjo and Limelight Networks.
I love it.